just take a moment. Just let your body get itself into a really comfortable position so that your muscles can just relax, just let go. It's almost as though the muscles that are attached to the skeletal frame, all of those points of attachment, just feel them relaxing. Just letting go. See if you can do that same type of relaxation also with your mind, as though giving the mind permission just to be, to think whatever it thinks, to feel whatever it feels, and you just remain as yourself, present to this incredible phenomenon. All these experiences, the body, and the very pleasurable experience of the body relaxing, giving up its stress. It can also be very pleasurable to just let your mind be without trying to control it. Just allowing it to be whatever it is. Giving it that kind of love and respect. That sense of wonder. Just realizing what this mind is, what it can do, what it can feel. It's a natural thought flow. Take some relatively deep inhales and exhales just to help your body and mind relax. Just allow yourself to be just completely embracing, completely present to all of your experiences. For instance, your mind might be focusing on some aspect of the body, some part of the body, your ears may be hearing some sounds, or your mind might be having a memory or imagining whatever experiences are going on, just simply relax into them, be present to them, and don't try to change them at all. The only change you might be bringing about is that of relaxing. Relaxing and accepting the experiences. Not resisting, just simply being. Feel your body relax even a little bit more. Kind of one more round, a deeper level of relaxation. And as you let your mind relax, feel any stress or tension you might have beholding in your face, your head, your jaw. Let all of the muscles around your face, your head, neck even, let them relax. As the mind relaxes, let those muscles let go also. If you feel any tension in your forehead, spend a little time there to let that relax. Any place where there's some tension, let it relax. Just go to the area around your heart. See if there's any tension or constriction there. And just let your heart relax. Allow your heart to be. You can breathe into the heart and exhale. A lot of grief and a lot of worries, a lot of insecurities are held in the heart. It's hard to let it relax unless you're able to hold it with a certain presence, a certain love, care. Abdomen also, in the lower abdomen. Sometimes you can be holding a lot of stress there, a lot of worry. So you can give some permission to that area to just take it easy for a moment. Just relax in your presence. And really the strength of your presence. to your body, your head, your heart, your abdomen, those muscles are allowed to relax in your presence. And I say the strength of your presence. Why do I say the strength of your presence? See if you can discern the difference between the stress, the worries, the tension, the quality of the thoughts, whatever they may be. Those things are coming and going, changing, shifting. But all of those changes and shifts are taking place in your presence. Just notice your own being. The totality of all of your experience, there is one self-evident experience of your own presence, of you, which absolutely is not changing or shifting. Nor can it, nor will it. Its strength is infinite in that it won't change. You are, in fact, the ultimate refuge of all of your experiences, all of your thoughts and feelings, perceptions, absolutely everything that is taking place, coming and going, changing. You are the stable refuge, the home base. Just notice the quality of your own presence. Besides being stable, its nature is a very comforting refuge. To describe what you are like. You recognize it and then you try to put words to it and the words all fall short. And use the word Ananda. Absolute and infinite wholeness, strength of your own being, the limitless wholeness, fullness of your own being. Just notice yourself, your own presence, and see if these words fit. Words like ananda, wholeness, shanti, the very essence of me. It's like a timeless being of myself. All of these are just words pointing to this, what is asking to be recognized now. Notice how the plane doesn't touch your silence. Now that distant sound, it doesn't disturb in any way your presence. Feel your physical body and notice how the presence of the physical body, your awareness of the physical body, doesn't disturb your presence in me in any way. It doesn't cover it. You're aware of your body, but that doesn't cover or change. Your own presence, your own being. Just as you're sitting here now, relaxing into your own experience, whatever that may be, thoughts going through, feelings, multitasking, perceptions, whatever it may be. Notice that all activity, whatever it is, doesn't disturb or change in any way, nor can it change in any way, your own simple presence. Just me, just your conscious being that you are. experience that comes and goes. I am present, the self of every experience that does come and go. I am the constant. When my mind recognizes this, I become the refuge of my mind. My mind has a self. It has a home. It's no longer lost.